I'll race you to the corner, Ellen.
Anne-Marie adjusted the thick leather pack on her back so that her school books balanced evenly.
Ready?
She looked at her best friend. Ellen made a face.
No,
she said, laughing.
You know I can't beat you. My legs aren't as long. Can't we just walk like civilized people?
She was a stocky 10-year-old, unlike lanky Anne-Marie.
We have to practice for the athletic meet on Friday. I know I'm going to win the girls' race this week. I was second last week, but I've been practicing every day. Come on, Ellen.
Anne-Marie pleaded, eyeing the distance to the next corner of the Copenhagen street.
Please.
Ellen hesitated, then nodded, and lifted her own rucksack of books against her shoulders.
Oh, all right. Ready,
she said.
Go,
shouted Anne-Marie, and the two girls were off, racing along the residential sidewalk. Anne-Marie's silvery blonde hair flew behind her, and Ellen's dark pigtails bounced against her shoulders.
Wait for me,
wailed little Christy, left behind, but the two older girls weren't listening. Anne-Marie outdistanced her friend quickly, even though one of her shoes came untied as she sped along the street called Osterbrigade, past the small shops and cafes of her neighborhood here in northeast Copenhagen. Laughing, she skirted an elderly lady in black who carried a shopping bag made of string. A young woman pushing a baby in a carriage moved aside to make way. The corner was just ahead. Anne-Marie looked up, panting, just as she reached the corner. Her laughter stopped. Her heart seemed to skip a beat.
Halt!
The soldier ordered in a stern voice. The German word was as familiar as it was frightening. Anne-Marie had heard it often enough before, but it had never been directed at her until now. Behind her, Ellen also slowed and stopped. Far back, little Christy was plodding along, her face in a pout because the girls hadn't waited for her. Anne-Marie stared up. There were two of them. That meant two helmets, two sets of cold eyes glaring at her, and four tall, shiny boots planted firmly on the sidewalk, blocking her path to home.